Hello everyone. In this talk, we are going to be studying a piece of Zohar, which with incredible beauty gives us the inner meaning of the four cups of wine that we drink on the Seder night. Before we start to discuss it, we will be reading the Zohar itself. The Zohar, as some of you may know, was written in Aramaic, which was the Semitic language spoken at the time the Zohar was set down by the pupils of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the great rabbi who channeled the Zohar at the time when the Romans occupied the land of Israel. He lived some time after the destruction of the Second Temple. However, there are also some esoteric reasons why the Zohar was set down in Aramaic and not in Hebrew, but we are not going to go into that today. I am first of all going to read for you the Aramaic of the Zohar, and you can just close your eyes and breathe quietly and listen like a meditation to the sound of the holy words. Then I'll translate it and finally explain it. Amar Rabbi Yose, Hane Arba Kase Dahu Leila Amai. Amar Rabbi Abba, Ha Ukmuha Chavraya, Lekovel Arba Gulot. Aval Shapirhu Besifra Drav Yesa Saba, Deka Amar Hoil Vizivuga Kadisha, Ishtechach Bahai Lelia, Bechol Sitrin. Vizivuga hu Bearba Kishrin, Deinun Arba Dargin, Velo Mitparshei Da Minda, Kad Zivuga Da Ishtechach. Va'anan b'chedvata d'lohon it'arna. Begin d'ha z'achina bahu. D'man d'achid b'da. Z'achei b'chulo. Va'alda ishtanei leila da mikol sh'a leilavin. Uva'enan l'me'bad sh'ma b'chulo. Nemechedei b'hai leilia. Begin d'chedvata hu leila v'tata. Zohar. Rabbi Yossi said, these four cups of this night, why do we drink them? Rabbi Abba said, behold, our companions who are quoted in the Talmud have placed them as being corresponding to the four expressions of redemption which appear in the scripture of Exodus chapter 6. Therefore say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from the burdens of Egypt. And I will deliver you from their service, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty judgments, and I will take you to me for a people. But beautiful is the explanation that appears in the book of Rabbi Yehuda Saba, who said, since the union of the Holy Blessed One is found on all sides, both with respect to the light of wisdom and with respect to the light of loving kindness, and the union is with the four connections that are the four aspects that are never separated from each other when this union is to be found, these four aspects are Chochmah, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut. And we awaken with their joy and drink four cups of wine for them, because we have merited to these stages. For whoever grasps onto this, that is the illumination of this union, merits to all the four stages of Chochmah and Bina, Tiferet and Malchut. And therefore, this night is different from all other nights, and we need to do the service and unite God's name throughout, and be happy on this night, because it is a joy on all sides, both above and below. Explanation. In the Talmud, which was being composed more or less at the same time as the Zohar, the reasons for the mitzvot are more hidden. But in the Zohar, the reasons given refer to the flow of light in vessels. It doesn't really mean that one is more true than the other. The light of the Torah is one light. But the garments of the Talmud and the garments of the Zohar differ. In the Zohar, the reasons for the mitzvot are explained in terms of the flow of light in the vessels, specifically using the sefirot, which are the subtlest vessels for the divine light. The Sefirot have different names, because even though the divine light is one in simple unity, it takes on different characteristics according to the different vessels which contain it. Now, the vessels are in fact four main vessels with one root vessel, that is Chochmah, Bina, Tiferet and Malchut, with the root one being Keter. However, you will have heard of 10 Sefirot as being the complete number of the Sefirot. But when the sages just mention these four that we've just spoken of, they are in fact implying the full complement of the Sefirot, all 10 of them, as Keter, which is the root, is implicit, and Tiferet contains within it 6 Sefirot. So when the sages say Chochmah, Bina, Tiferet and Malchut, they are referring to a complete light. So in their own way, they are saying that a complete light comes to us on Leil HaSeder, and it's complete with both aspects, both the light of loving-kindness and the light of wisdom. Now, these Sefirot also have the inner meaning of God's holy name, Yud Hey Vav Hey. The Yud of God's name refers to Chochmah, the Hey of God's name refers to Bina, the Vav of God's name refers to Tiferet, and the Hey of God's name refers to Malchut. So let's have another look at what the Zohar is saying. It's saying something very special. The four cups of wine, which the Zohar tells us are for the four main Sefirot, are actually the four letters of God's holy name. Take a moment to breathe that in. What a beauty. The sacred act of drinking the four cups of wine encompasses God's holy name. And the Zohar is teaching us that the revelation of God's light on the night of Seder is a complete light, both with the light of wisdom and with the light of loving kindness. This is a revelation of the full light. It's the light which was present that night when the children of Israel were delivered not just from physical slavery, but from mental, emotional and spiritual exile as well, and came out into redemption. This light of redemption comes for us every year on the night of Seder. It comes to us from God above, whether we know it or not. But by doing the Seder service, by drinking the four cups of wine and the other actions which comprise the Seder service, we give the light a vessel and a channel so that it comes to us and the whole world in love.